gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock on WRHI, it is Wanted Wednesday with Trent Ferris, the Public Information Office of the Officer of the York County Sheriff's Office.
Office.
And Walter Beck, who is the Detective Walter Beck that we just follow along in your entire career. Amazing to you.
It's amazing, Walter. No one in Radio Land knew that you just walked in.
They do now.
They do now, for sure. Well, Wanted Wednesday, always exciting. We love to bring in the Rock Hill Police Department and also, of course, the York County Sheriff's Office. We love all your input and all the things that you do because you keep us safe out there, you guys.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. We're glad to be here. We're always thankful for WRHI for giving us this platform to put out some people who we're looking for, especially this one guy.
Yeah, this one guy.
Well, we have several guys, but we have this one guy.
Doesn't every sentence start like that?
There's this one guy.
Yeah. Well, we're having a little issue over in the Lake Wylie area.
Okay.
Over there on Charlotte Highway, Highway 49. Got a lot of gas stations over there. A lot of them stay open late at night.
Okay.
And Trent's got some information on a guy who's trying to help himself to the cash registers.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, and the Lake Wylie area right there, you have 49 and 274 that runs both directions, mm-hmm. go to North Carolina.
Okay.
All roads lead to North Carolina, apparently, in Lake Wylie. But on Friday, June 23rd, about 6:30 a.m., a black male wearing a hoodie and long silver shorts entered two Kangaroo convenience stores located off Charlotte Highway up there in Lake Wylie. He was acting suspicious. He entered the store, looked around, entered the bathroom. He exited the bathroom, and then he lowered his hoodie again and left. Didn't do anything, but he was acting suspicious. I mean, if I'm in a convenience store and somebody's just walking around, doesn't buy anything, wearing a hoodie, that might be your first clue to my say.
In June.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hmm.
Well, he left in a Chrysler gold or champagne in color car, sedan, so he didn't say anything, but he was suspicious. However, 2 days later, at approximately 5 a.m., an unknown black male dressed in all black wearing a hoodie, thin-billed, entered the 7-Eleven at 4867 Charlotte Highway there in Lake Wylie, Clover area. He walked behind the counter and demanded all the money from the female clerk. He stole the cash, and then he tried to get into the safe, but typically...
Don't they know those safes are timed?
No, crooks. Your safes are usually not... Your general store clerk is not going to have access.
Not like in the movies, right?
Yeah, really.
It doesn't work that way, and this guy's figuring it out.
So was he canvassing the places, do you think, on that June 23rd date? We're just trying to see what a busy time or at least busy time was, or was he going to pull off a heist there, I guess? Or like what?
Well, a lot of times, if these people, they go into a place or they send somebody into a place, these guys that commit robberies and stuff, they're going to scope it out. They're going to scout it out. They're going to try to figure out what's an easy target, what's a hard target.
Maybe the clerk was a bigger guy and didn't want to...
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the store is full of people and they didn't want to have to deal with that.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. It's like we cover with robberies, with home break-ins, with car break-ins. They're going to go after the easiest target. Mm-hmm. They're going to go after the unlocked door. They're going to go after the gas station with one female clerk working by herself with nobody in the store.
Right.
They're going to try to pick the easiest target, unfortunately.
Did you see then later on another suspect, another situation that maybe the same guy?
Well, yeah, on June 28th. Now, this video we're going to put up on our Facebook page today. And there's a shot, and when we were talking about how people are coming in and out of the store that are just normal customers, this is your example, because on the surveillance video, you see this guy standing on the side of the building. He's peering around the corner waiting for people to leave. And as soon as they left, he walked in on June 28th at 3:30 a.m. He was wearing same thing, hoodie, black jacket, black pants this time. He demanded all the money from the clerk, but the clerk said, "Hey, I'm on the phone with my mom right now, and she is calling 911. He took off.
Wow.
He didn't want to mess with it.
That was it.
But he did attempt to rob the store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, I mean, he But later, now this isn't York County, but it will help along the lines of folks who are riding up and down I-79. Right up there in North Carolina, up in Steel Creek, the 7-Eleven.
Oh.
And on South Tryon Street, 12710 South Tryon Street.
Okay.
He demanded all the money from the female clerk.
Oh, my gosh.
And he left out. Got less than $100. Usually don't like to tell everybody what kind of how much money they get, but
sure.
This guy has attempted to rob two stores, robbed one in South Carolina, robbed one in North Carolina, and he did all that for less than $100. Not your smartest cookie
in the cookie. Not the lucrative job he wanted.
Is he showing a weapon with some of these, or like just give me your money and people just know what to do?
Yeah,
I mean, sadly,
no weapon.
He's
shown.
Implying that he has.
Gotcha.
One.
Okay.
So. It's heavily implied. So, please, if you know who this guy is, if you see
pretty
this
good
vehicle,
picture of him right there, if you're looking at Facebook Live.
Oh yeah, Facebook Live.
We're on the Facebook Live today. Please, you know, if you see him, if you see this vehicle, don't approach him. Don't try to take the law into your own hands.
It's a Chrysler Sebring, we believe. It's champagne or silver, you know, that kind of goldish, silverish kind of color.
Yeah.
So that's our guy. Pretty good picture of him because he's wearing a hoodie, but that one shot where his hoodie pops back on the back of his head, you can see the good side profile of him.
Okay.
But if anybody has any idea who this guy is, or if you're at the gas station and you end up seeing some guy standing on the side of the building.
Oh my gosh.
Just standing there.
That's suspicious.
Yeah.
That might be your first call to, hint to call 911. Not Crime Stoppers, call 911. However, if you know who this guy is, call 1-877-409-4321.
The best part, the woman's on the phone with her mom. Could you imagine talking about what you talk about with your mom? It's like, Mom, hold on. Call 911. This moron's trying to rob the place. Yeah. Give me a second.
Not doing a very good job.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I don't have time for you, by the way.
And we think over the weekend, this guy may be involved in another case also
that
occurred over the weekend. So we really need to get this guy picked up.
So you're seeing a pattern, and you want to get this guy picked up because eventually they're going to strike, and you just don't know.
Well, when the hope is, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but maybe getting his picture and all this information out there will stop him.
Sure.
And it sounds like he's being easily deterred now. He's just looking for an easy hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
make it hard. Right.
I like the language. Yeah.
Hopefully we can get this guy picked up. Yeah,
he's a lingo, Patty.
Hey, you know.
We really need to.
I listen to you guys. I learn. Listen and learn.
So what's going on next? And we got another person that's really, when you're talking about stealing the alcohol, that's bad.
You know, when we cover some of our crime trends, pay attention to what's going on here.
Trending
Charlotte
wise,
Highway, yeah. Look at the trend here. So all those robberies we talked about happened Charlotte Highway, right there on the state line.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Carowinds Boulevard,
May 31st, about 3:30 in the morning. We got a suspect tried to steal three cases of Corona beer from the 7-Eleven there on Carowinds Boulevard. Also went down the street, tried to steal two cases of Heineken from the Quick Trip. Right there in front of, right beside Cracker Barrel, the new Quick Trip they built over there.
They're import criminals.
Got some great pictures of him, yeah.
That picture right there, if you're looking at Facebook Live.
He's sophisticated.
Got some great photos of him, so if you know who this guy might be, you got any information on it, you know, once again, we have a lot of issues with that invisible line there.
Right.
That separates us from North Carolina, but on a more local note here in Rock Hill, we're looking for O'Henry Robinson.
Okay.
We got a good picture of him. We know who he is.
Detective Tripp over at Rock Hill PD is looking for this guy. And I asked him on Monday because we had the yesterday off, and I asked Detective Tripp.
We had yesterday off?
Excuse me, I had yesterday off. Well, I'm always on call, Walter. 24/7, that's public information in an officer's life. I called Detective Tripp. I said, hey, we're going to put this guy on Crime Stoppers on Wednesday. Are you still looking for him? He said, blast him everywhere.
Nice.
So there's O'Henry Robinson. He is a fellow that Detective Tripp over at Rock Hill PD is looking for. He's a mother's son. He is what a mother will say, oh, that's my boy. Actually, no, not really. We have burglary arrest warrants on him for breaking into his mother's home and to his mother's storage building. He has his last known location where he lived is off Robinson Street in Rock Hill. His birthday was July 3rd.
Oh, a Monday.
Happy birthday, O'Henry. You're going to put you on Crime Stoppers. he just turned 48. He's blackmailed by 5'8". 180 pounds, and if he's located, please call Crime Stoppers or Detective Tripp over at Rock Hill PD.
It's time to turn things around, O. Henry.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's bad when you steal in general. It's even worse when you steal from a relative. And even on top of that, your mom.
I know.
Who welcomed you into this world. Then good. You just take what? Power tools? Power tools and lawn equipment. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. I'm sure, the reason her door is locked.
Yeah. I'm sure if you'd asked her, she would have just said, take it, hon.
Well, next up, finally.
Remember, Cabela's has great cameras.
Yep. Where's potential Cabela's crew, at? It was on the state line.
They
did.
Yeah,
there you go.
You potential folks who are looking to rob Cabela's anytime soon, they have really great cameras, so it's a bad idea.
Okay.
So, and...
Unless you want a free headshot.
Yeah, we got... we're looking for two white females and a black male that were caught shoplifting.
That's good cameras right there.
That was some amazing, amazing footage. They were stealing fishing reels. Mm. And you're like, oh, $20 fishing reels? Oh,
No, we're
Cabela's. We're in the high-end fishing reels. $800 worth of fishing reels.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, fishing's a big deal. I don't know if you know it or not.
Yeah. Okay. Cabela's has amazing footage, amazing cameas, and they have a great loss prevention department that helps us out a lot. So if you're interested in a life of crime, Cabela's, Nickel Store... Those probably aren't the places to go steal from.
Don't start there. They can catch you.
That's not the way to do it. So,
gosh.
A lot of people, I'm sure somebody has to know who these people are that are out there. So if you know who they are.
That's about 4K on surveillance video pictures.
Give us a call at Crime Stoppers, 1-877-409-4321. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your phone number. We just want to know who these people are. So we can pass that along to Deputy Ferraro that's following up on that case.
So they just walked out with the reels? I mean, they're the collapsible kind?
Well, it was a trio.
Okay.
One woman grabbed two and walked out. The other girl grabbed two as well. They were with this third guy, so, I mean, he is a part of the crime.
Sure.
They were together. They were all on the surveillance video. You see them walking up and down the aisles.
Wow.
They're eyeballing these reels.
Working together to do this.
And so they grab those two other ones, and these are total $800 fishing reels.
That's a lot.
So, but they only actually stole two,
and
two were recovered.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's
loss
great.
Prevention. They're loss prevention people. Got a couple of them.
So people can find out how to solve these crimes. They might get a little bit of a reward.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Good folding money. That cash money. Gotta love
cash
it.
Cash money.
Christmas is only 6 months away.
That's right.
And folks out there are like, oh, no, Crime Stoppers doesn't work. No, we will pay you.
Yes.
American money.
I mean, it,
no rules.
If your tip leads to an
American
arrest.
American money.
Kind that works.
You can earn up to $1,000. Now, okay, people are like, hey, shoplifter, and we'll get $1,000 for a shoplifter. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but $1,000 reward's usually for your murderers.
Okay.
However, you still will get a good hunk of that $1,000 through Crime Stoppers for these shopliftings. Okay, they stole $800 worth of fishing reels. Just think about it. Do the math. That's probably going to be up in your $100, $200 range, and that's free money.
Excellent.
You don't have to give your name. You don't have to give your information. We just want, I mean, your personal information. We do want your information about the crime.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to give your personal information. All we want is your tip. And if your tip leads to an arrest, we'll give you a number. You head down to the bank. You say, hey, here's my Crime Stoppers tip number. And they're like, okay, here's your check, and you're off.
Gone. No questions asked. Yep.
No questions asked.
All right. Well, I love it. Well, we're going to watch you on CN2. You got his Crime Stoppers segment there, too.
Yeah, that's why Walter and I are dressed so fancy today.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Go do the CN2 version
fancy.
Of this as soon as we leave here.
You're going to mosey on down to CN2 in their fancy clothes.
We're used to you and your tie. Sometimes Walter, though, come in looking ready to hang out in a stakeout.
That's right.
Yeah. Probably because Walter was just on a stakeout.
With flip-flops and a
collar. He was in the SWAT vehicle yesterday at the Tiga K Parade.
Yep.
Gave him a shout-out.
That's the Bearcat.
No, that wasn't the Bearcat.
It wasn't the Bearcat?
No. We didn't wheel that out. But our equipment truck was out there, big and marked up, and had a great time out there at the Tiki K Parade. Got to see a lot of people. It was a great time. Everybody was like, oh, my. It was kind of funny because you're driving through there, and a lot of people are like, there's a SWAT team here? It's like, yes. A lot of things happen in York County that people just don't know about, and it's a really good thing that we have that team, we have that equipment. to handle a lot of situations that, come up.
Well, we're so grateful for everything that you do for the York County Sheriff's Office. Of course, this is our chance to say goodbye. I'm going. Patty and Luke is going to do the Wanted Wednesdays from now on.
Hey, and I want to thank you because, Freddie, when we I emailed you guys. I said, hey, I got this idea. Doing a Wanted Wednesday or a Wanted segment. It wasn't even Wanted Wednesday at the time. It was just like, hey, can I come in and talk about these crazy cases that we have?
Sure.
And Freddie's like, come on now. What time do you want to be there?
And then I sound like that too.
That's exactly spot on.
Whenever you're ready.
Love it.
And so it was really, you know, because sometimes we've talked about it in the past. If I would have shot this idea to any Charlotte news outlet up in Charlotte, they would probably like looked at me like I had three heads.
You want to talk about people stealing fishing reels? No, we're not going to do that.
So we are very thankful for WRHI. We're thankful for Freddie for allowing us to do this. Mm. And we're thankful for all the folks out there who are watching on Facebook Live.
Yay!
And listening on WRHI 100.1. Because if you have any idea who these people are in this fancy folder that you're watching here on Facebook Live,
help them.
Please, 1-877-409-4321, or you can go online to YorkCrimeStoppers.com and you can submit a tip there.
Thank you so much, Freddie. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Walter Trent. Have a great day, and good luck with your segment on CN2.